Hey guys, Natalia Schneimler here. I help boy moms have a better relationship with their sons and themselves by teaching them the tools how to manage their mind so that when anything comes up in life, they know exactly how to take care of themselves and their kids. Hey guys, how's it going? I'm going to tell you about a little fight I had with my son and the learning I have from it to share with you. So the goal I want you guys all to aim for is to drop it sooner. Not drop the fight. Like, once the fight is done, you move on and you go on with your day. What I do want you to do is drop it sooner in your head. So that's what happened with me the other day. This was a while ago, but I wanted to share with you is that my sons and I had a fight in the morning before school, and I felt so bad about how I showed up in the fight. I was not proud of it. I was not happy. I just felt so guilty, so bad that I was just so not nice to him. And what I actually worked on so hard is to forgive myself all day. And after I dropped them off at school, the first thought I had was, oh great, now I have to do a whole day and carry this with me and, you know, move on through my day with this, that what I've just done, which felt awful. I remember days long ago where I would just carry it with me days, day after day, as a heavy burden of something that I've done. Those couple minutes of terrible behavior, of mistakes, of anger, frustration. And it would blanket all of my days as this heavy, heavy burden that I would hold against myself. I would not forgive myself. And I just felt terrible about myself. And that prevented me from showing up in a loving way towards my son the rest of the time, all that time, right? When I felt terrible. So what I want all of us to strive for is to drop it sooner, because those few moments of a mistake should not, and I want you to not carry it around with you, and I want you to minimize that time that you carry it with you. Yes, I do believe carrying it with us for a certain period of time is something that we have to go through, because it is learning. I think we also have to learn from it, from how we showed up, from what we could do better, but also learning to forgive ourselves. And so the one day, that last time that happened, I was so proud of myself. I was telling someone, I said, you know what? We had a fight in the morning. I felt terrible about it. But by lunchtime, I was laughing, which is a huge success for me because I know where I've come from. And it worked actively that day at forgiving myself, at loving myself despite doing what I did and having that fight and not being my best. It is a tough, tough skill, but I think it is something we all should strive for, because this should not define you, your mistake. Everyone has mistakes, but we don't need to drag them out throughout our whole life for no good reason. It does not produce anything good. That only produces more of the fight, except now the fight is you and you. And what's going to happen? Do you think you're going to show up as a loving person to others when you've been fighting with yourself all day? No, you're going to be exhausted. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be just angry at yourself and grumpy, right? So the goal is to drop it sooner. Drop it sooner. Forgive yourself. The way I do this for me, no matter how horrible the fight was, no matter how terrible I showed up, I always try to say to myself, it's okay that I did that. Even though I feel like it's not okay. I feel like it's not acceptable, terrible. I'm a terrible person, right? But I talk to myself and I tell myself, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay that you did that. Nobody died. It's okay, right? So I really, really try to stretch myself into the okayness of it all. And the biggest helper in this is my kids. They move on from it so much faster than I have. You just watch your kids. They move on. They forget. They forgive. And you know, sometimes they don't right away, and that's fine. I understand. I'm struggling to forgive myself too, right? So the goal is to drop it sooner. Fight in the morning, laugh by lunch. That is awesome. That is success. The goal is not to stop having fights, but the goal is to learn from your fights, learn to love yourself despite the fights. Once you can do that, you're going to have less fights because you're just going to feel happier. You're going to feel better about yourself and you're going to forgive others faster. You're going to forgive others easier. It's just a great skill overall to drop it sooner. There are criminals in prisons who have forgiven themselves for terrible, terrible crimes, and they refuse to define themselves as a murderer. And of course, I know this from my favorite monk, Ajahn Brahm. That's what he does. He goes to prisons and talks to the people in the prisons and helps them forgive themselves, no matter how terrible the crime. And the people in there define their whole life by that one terrible mistake they've done. And they feel guilty about it for the rest of their life, unless he helps them see that it doesn't need to define their whole life. There's still so much goodness in them. And when they see the goodness in themselves, they do good. They want to be good. They feel good. So drop it sooner. If you have trouble dropping anything, if you feel guilt from years, please sign up for a session. Let's talk, okay? So go to my website, www.coachingnatalia.com. Go to sign up for a free session, and I'll see you soon. Love you. Bye.